KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison after his conviction on federal weapons charges. But legal experts say that isn't likely to be the case, that the president's son will see any time behind bars.
It's going to be interesting to see whether the special counsel even asks for any prison time. When you listen to his press conference and you read between the lines, it sounded like he may not even ask for prison time. That'll be a critical question, is what does he decide to request from the judge?
ABC's chief legal analyst, Dan Abrams. The House will vote tomorrow whether to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. Police in Atlanta responded today to two shootings. One on a hijacked bus left one person dead. Another left four people shot and wounded at a downtown shopping center. Officers made arrests in both cases. The Southern Baptist Conventions voted to expel a Virginia church which believes women can serve as pastors. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So go back to the beginning. The question, electrocution or shark bite? Evidently, this is the big political question of the day. Thank you, Donald Trump, for bringing this extremely important situation to light. Because evidently, as it's been explained to me, Trump is worried that batteries are going to be put on boats. Boats are going to be heavy. They're going to sink. And then you're going to have to make the choice. Do you grab both terminals and hope for electrocution? Or do you let the shark eat you? Now, the weird thing is, and I don't know that he knows this, but most boats have batteries on them. They're there already. Unless you're paddling. So this idea that something new is coming, kind of frightening. And as I've been saying, look, I see us in a 1980s kind of moment. This is 1980 all over again. Carter comes in, puts solar panels on the White House, says, hey, we're going to move off the dirty stuff. Reagan comes in, rips them off, going back to oil. Trump's telling us what he's going to do. And here to share some thoughts on maybe what that's going to look like and maybe why it's a bad idea, I've asked our good friend Scott Paul to come talk with us. He's the president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing, AmericanManufacturing.org, the website. Scott, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick, it's great to be with you.
So, electric shock or shark? Where do you come down on this extremely important question?
It makes me nostalgic for the days, you know, with both Democratic and Republican administrations when you could disagree with them, but at least it was a fact-based conversation. Mostly, you just had a difference of perspective on this. I mean, some of this stuff makes your jaw drop, right? I mean, first of all, there's lots of heavy stuff on boats already, all right? There's batteries on boats already. And so the idea that somehow, you know, scaling up battery production is going to cause boats to sink and then people to have a choice between either electrocution or getting a shark bite is hysterical and would be really funny were it not coming from someone who is the nominee of a major party for president of the United States. So, and it reminds me just of the stuff that gets spread around on social media or Facebook about, did you hear this story? Did you hear that story? That has no basis in fact. I just saw something from my hometown where someone was claiming that all the solar panel farms and all the wind turbines going up were creating a magnetic field that was attracting more tornadoes. On what science that is based, I'm not entirely sure.
That makes no sense. Now, I've heard people say, again, much in the same circles that you're in, that the traffic circles that they're putting all over the place, that's what's causing the tornadoes, because we're driving around really fast in circles and we're whipping them up.
Oh, man. I'm just, if that were the case, England would have a lot of tornadoes.